Thank you, Andrea, for this really difficult wrap-up indeed, but very useful. From OACHR side, what can we say? First, that we heard that there is a need for definition of SLAPs, maybe a need at international level to look more carefully at what is a SLAP. This is maybe the first takeaway from that meeting. Fortunately, we will have next year a Human Rights Council resolution on freedom of opinion and expression focusing on SLAPs, and this will be the opportunity to again dig a bit more this question of SLAPs and to define better the concept. In the meantime, you can refer to the briefer that OACHR released this year, a briefer that was done with the University of Aberdeen, which proposed indeed a definition of SLAPs, but again, this is open to a discussion, and there will be definitely a discussion, a call to member states also to contribute to the discussion, but not only member states, civil society, and we will try also to involve, as it was mentioned today, lawyers and practitioners. But we should not also lose sight that SLAPs do not happen alone. They happen in context of harassment of journalists, but not only journalists, actually, yeah, human rights defenders, but also civic space actors. And there is a need, a real need to look at the broader concept of legal harassment. This is something that was already done last year, actually, through the resolution on the safety of journalists that was adopted by the Human Rights Council. There will be a new one that will be discussed next year. I see that Austria is in the room and will have the lead on that. So maybe there is a need to, again, look a bit more at this concept of legal harassment, which is, as it was mentioned by Irene Kahn, a multifaceted concept that we have to look at. And regarding the response, the responses, because there are many responses to this SLAP phenomenon that should be adopted. There are many proposals and many recommendations that were made today and that are really takeaways for us. But what I will retain is that there is a need for a tailored approach also in order to not just to translate what already exists in some countries to other countries, but trying always to look at a national context and to see what is the best response in a national context. So thank you very much for this very fruitful discussion. Thank you again, UNESCO, for co-organizing this event with us. Merci beaucoup à la France qui est aussi représentée encore là dans la salle, pour votre soutien généreux à l'organisation de cet événement et pour votre soutien de manière plus générale à la cause de la protection des journalistes et de la liberté de la presse. So, merci beaucoup à tous et bonne soirée. Au revoir.
Merci.